What began as four minor hockey coaches taking advantage of some unused ice time at the Old Port Coquitlam Rec Center to stretch their own legs is celebrating its 50th anniversary on March 15. The Poco coachmen have never been part of an organized league. Rather, the loose collection of players aged 35 and over has gathered weekly to get some exercise, make friends, swap stories and drink beer. The game was always incidental, said 82-year-old Don Sanborin, one of a dwindling handful of original coachmen who total about 150 through the years. The group has always emphasized having a good time. The games the coachmen play are informal affairs with the weekly turnout of about 30 splitting into two squads to knock the puck around for an hour or so. One player from each side is tasked to keep score, and if the game is tied when their ice session expires, its next goal wins. There's no body contact and slap shots are forbidden. We all have to go to work on Monday, Sanborin said. The group does travel annually to places like 100 Mile House, Hope, Seychelles, Chilliwack and Ashcroft to test themselves in tournaments with more organized beer leaguers, but as far as any of the coachmen can remember, they've won very few games. In its early years, the Poco coachmen often showed up at tournaments without proper uniforms. Photo submitted. The competitions that coincided with a women's curling bonspiel are especially memorable, said one. They sure know how to party. Sanborin said over the years, the coachmen have hailed from diverse backgrounds, from tradesmen to professionals, from newcomers in town looking for a game to millionaires. They're equalized by nicknames like Frog, Bedbug, Fossil, and Green Hornet. In the dressing room, everyone is the same, Sanborin said. Every coachman serves a one-year apprenticeship to ensure they fit in with the group, which votes at its annual postseason meeting to determine whether a rookie can stay. As far as Sanborin can remember, only two prospective coachmen never made the cut. Victor Krasinowski, 63, said the coachmen have given him the same sense of small-town camaraderie he felt growing up in Saskatchewan. Friendships form quickly on the ice and in the dressing room, and with such a broad range of players, there's always someone with a skill or trade who can help out a teammate in need, whether it's with carpentry, plumbing or bookkeeping affairs. The hockey was almost an afterthought, Krasinowski said. Phil Gallagher, 72, said he still attends all the coachmen's social gatherings like the annual alumni pizza night, even though he stopped playing at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Gallagher said from the time he joined the team in 2003, he knew he'd found his tribe. Right away you made friends here, he said. You identify as a coachman. Sanborin said the pandemic and the consequent shutdown of sports facilities because of public health restrictions was a test for the coachman. He said the group kept paying for its regular ice time even though the rinks were closed and they couldn't play, because they knew if they ever lost their regular slot on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m., they'd have a hard time getting it back. Stuart McInnes, 69, said the physical and mental health benefits of the weekly games are immeasurable. A coachman since 1998, he said getting on the ice takes him back to his younger days playing hockey in Ontario, but the real fun occurs before the opening face-off and after the final whistle. It's a joyous change room, McInnes said. It's so nice to hear what is going on in everyone's life and commiserate with each other. Sanborin said, as with any group that's grown old together for so long, some players have finished their ride on life's Zamboni. The absences are duly noted on the reams of annual lineups he keeps safeguarded in clear plastic sleeves stored in a manila folder, a reminder of the strength and ultimate fragility of the bonds they've formed. It's a community, said Krasinowski. It's a privilege, added Gallagher. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with Arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.